Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's time, Hugh. It's October now.
Season of the Witch, right?
Is that why you wear your red shirt today for Red October?
Yeah, I didn't have any. I didn't have any clean Philly shirt, so I just, you know.
Or is it for the Reds tonight?
Ooh, you're Reds.
Well, what do you mean? We're trying to be funny.
No, I mean we're all
because I'm from Ohio. That's what you're trying to say.
Oh, we're all rooting for the Reds tonight. I mean that helps.
I mean
the Phillies.
They win tonight.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about that, but I hope you're right. It would help the Phillies out. At least force a game three in that series. This segment brought to you by Meineke. It's football season. Make sure your car is game day ready. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. All right, we got a lot to discuss here on the show. We will have 1 hour from now. Buckle up. Top 10 quarterbacks right now in pro football. As we are now through 4 weeks, the updated quarterback rankings. And I have a major change to mine. So that's coming up at 1. We'll see what kind of spin Douglas has for us coming up at 1 o'clock today. But before we continue all this talk on the Eagles and the Phillies, let's hear Rob Thompson. He was on this morning with the morning show. We want to play it for you. Rob doesn't, his appearances are, you know, few and far between. So when he does appear, it's awesome to hear him. And I thought there was a lot in here, really good information about the decisions Rob Thompson is about to make as we enter October. Let's listen to it, and then we'll react to all the big ones. Here was Rob Thompson with Joe and John this morning.
Rob, good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody. There's a little chill in the air this morning.
Yes!
Love it.
That's
it
what.
Good.
So Ruben's in here with us, and Ruben came in with his sweatshirt.
He's
all pumped up.
What's up, Skip?
That's great. How you doing, Ruben?
I'm great. You?
Doing great, yeah. Yeah, we got a couple of days off here. It feels good.
So Rob, a ton to get to. Let me say this before we go any further. Congrats on a great regular season. I will tell you this. We fielded, and we're part at times, of some talk about, I don't know about this team. And listen, you guys landed with the second best record in the regular season. Congratulations to you and your squad on what you accomplished the last 6 months.
I appreciate it. You know, we've got good players and we got a lot of depth, and you got to give credit to our front office for applying that to us. And when people went down, other people stepped up, and it was a really good regular season. But greatness comes with championships, and that's what we're shooting for.
Sure. So Rob, let's talk about the intra-squad game, which many thousands are going to be coming to South Philadelphia to watch today. You've got close to 30,000 seats already sold for this. I think it's a great idea. I had advocated going back to last year to play more than one game. So you guys go with one this year. Last year was zero. Why one intra-squad game instead of zero? Why one instead of two or three? What's the mindset of why one, in your opinion, is a sweet spot to get you ready for the playoffs?
Well, we did play one last year.
Ooh, well, that would
be on the Wednesday. We just didn't have people. We didn't have fans in the ballpark. We tried to, but we got that idea a little bit late, so we couldn't. We couldn't get the workers in and EMTs and all the people that have to be in the ballpark for fans. So this year we got it together a little bit earlier so that the fans could be in. And I mean, it's unbelievable that we're going to have close to 30,000 people in there. It just tells you a lot about the city and about our fan base. And I think it'll help our players. It'll make it a little bit more realistic. As far as having only one, it's, you know, it's, you have to use your pitchers. We do have a couple of pitchers coming from our stay hot camp, but we have to get our pitchers to see hitters. And on this day is the day really where, because you got to give them rest after the regular season, you got to give them rest just prior to the postseason. So on the Wednesday is really the perfect day for our relievers and a couple of our starters to throw. And we will have some extra batting practice tomorrow with certain guys that want to get extra at bat. So we're trying to satisfy everyone's needs going into the postseason. So we're ready to go.
Rob, this is your fourth postseason with this core group of guys. What's your message to your squad heading into this run?
Well, my message is always the same. It's, keep an even temperament. It's still a grind. If you get down early, don't panic. If you get up early, step on their throat. But I think the message, it's not really a message, it's a feel. I think that the core guys here are every year when we fall short, there's a lot more there that they want, and they want to finish this thing off. So there's certainly so much motivation in our core guys. I don't think you have to really throw a carrot out there because it's there for them.
How do you prevent the bats from going cold when it matters most? Is the intra-squad game, is that going to be enough when it was not in the past?
Well, I hope so. And I think we're going to do a lot more of, not that we didn't do a lot last year, but I think we're going to ramp up the velocity machines, ramp up the curveball machines, try to get as many reps as we can and make it as game-like as we can, just to make sure that we do everything we can so that they can perform as best they can.
Rob Thompson with us here on WIP. A couple days before the Phils playoffs start on Saturday. Rob, it's going to start with the ball in Christopher Sanchez's hand. Sold out Citizens Bank Park Saturday. It's going to be electric. Huge responsibility for him. Man, did he answer the bell this year. One of the best pitchers in baseball. I'm curious, when you told him, Chris, you're my guy. You're my game one starter. He had never been that before. What was his reaction?
Not much at all. I mean, he was, obviously he's excited to pitch, but he's so mature now that I think he gets it. I think he gets that he's the ace. I mean, he is an ace. And it's unfortunate we don't have wheels, but
yeah,
Sanchez stepped up and he's just been himself and he's gotten better and better as the season's gone on. And I have complete confidence in his ability to go out there, slow down the moment, contain his heartbeat, and just be Christopher Sanchez and just go out and pitch.
Rob, is it Ranger or Lizardo in game two?
Not sure yet. We've got the inter-squad game today, and Lizardo will pitch today. So he's still available for game two. Ranger got hit in the leg. He's still kind of a little bit sore from that last start, being hit with a line drive. But I think he'll be fine. So we're not really sure who's going to go game two or game three, really, because he could have a piggyback situation with Nola and one of the lefties. We've got a lot of things we're juggling right now, just depending on who we play.
So let's go a little further down the road, Rob. And I know you probably don't want to go too far, but let's just say this. You could advance, obviously, and then need a four starter in the next round. Who that four starter becomes could be impacted by the previous games and who you needed to use out of the bullpen. Is it your preference going in that Nola is your fourth starter, or is it your preference that it's someone else?
Well, I mean, I can't say for sure, but my preference personally would be Nola, just because I know him, I know who he is. Mm-hmm. I know he's stepped up when the lights are brightest. He's a guy that his heartbeat never changes, and I just trust him. I really do.
How does having a set closer you can count on like Duran, how does that change the way you manage this postseason?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just moves everybody up an inning, you know, and makes our bullpen a lot better. And now we can use Duran in a four-out save if we need to. It just makes us so much deeper with, you know, with Strom and with Robertson. Banks has pitched very well. Kirkring's last couple outings have been outstanding. It looks like he's confident and he's landing his pitches where he wants to. It just makes our bullpen that much deeper. And Duran's another guy where he doesn't sweat. He goes out and he's himself.
How is this team better prepared for the postseason than your previous Phillies teams?
Well, I think we're a little bit more experienced. I think guys, especially the younger guys that haven't had postseason experience before,
sure,
before they came to the big leagues, they understand what's expected, and they understand the gravity of the situation and how to slow it down a little bit. But I think we're deeper position player wise. The addition of Bader was huge for us. Getting Trey healthy was huge for us. The addition of Duran and David Robertson just made us that much deeper.
Rob Thompson here on WIP. So, Rob, you mentioned Bader. Let's talk about him in this lineup. So he really cranked it up more so after Trey got injured and was out. You really haven't had the really hot Bader and Trey together. Now that you will have those two at least in the same lineup, how do you fit them in as far as who bats where? Essentially, where does Bader hit now that Trey goes back to the leadoff spot?
Yeah, that's a good question because Trey will lead off. Now, Bader went through a really hot stretch. Now, the last couple of weeks, he's kind of cooled off a little bit. And Bohm's really swung the bat well. So that spot behind Harper is going to be a right-handed bat. Just not sure which one it's going to be yet. We're going to have some conversations in the next couple of days and see where we land. But Bohm's been really hot. And it's important to have some guys down at the bottom that can get on base to turn the lineup over to get to Turner and Schwarber and Harper. So, it's a good problem to have, to tell you the truth.
Sure.
Makes our lineup really deep if everybody's swinging back.
So, Rob, one of the frustrations for fans last year and criticisms of the squad over a couple years with playoff endings, the way it ended, was a lot of people thought the team was not properly prepared to play small ball, that if the homers weren't mm-hmm. happening, that there was a struggle to score runs, real struggle. Do you feel the team, based on the last 6 months and even what you did in spring training, is more prepared to go to small ball, if need be, if the bats aren't thundering with home runs?
Yeah, I do. Our sacrifice, they call them sacrifice hits in the stats, are essentially the sacrifice bunts, have almost doubled this year during the regular season as they were from last year. So we've done a lot more, and we've done a lot more practicing with the velocity machines, with the curveball machines. So I do think, we've done the work. Now, executing in a game is a little bit different than executing off a machine. So, we'll see. But I feel like the guys have put the work in for sure.
You know, Rob, one of the things we have sensed from afar for a couple of years is that Bryce is, I'll just say, uniquely motivated to win a title. All athletes want to, obviously. But Bryce sort of had that Tiger Woods thing going at a very young age where he was a focal point as a teenager. He obviously has had a historic career. It's going to land him in Cooperstown. Can you put into words, as someone who knows him really well, how driven you sense he is to try to do it and how prepared you feel he is? Because listen, 3 years in a row, he has excelled in October baseball and what you sense could be on the horizon for him the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think he's as motivated as any athlete on the planet to win a championship. I know that, when he left Washington to come here, Washington wins a World Series
right away, and there's, you know, a lot of noise from other places that, you know, they could win without Harper. I think that type of thing motivates him, and I think he wants to win so badly here in Philadelphia. It's just I don't really know the word to put to it, but I can tell you that he is really, really motivated.
Rob, it seemed to a lot of us that last year you were managing, for lack of a better word, I'll say more aggressively, that you were more apt to make a change earlier than you had been in previous Octobers. Boehm notably being sat, Stott was sat in some games. Did you feel you managed a little different last year in October? Look, it didn't manifest to a win. I didn't think it was your fault. The bats didn't hit, and the relievers didn't pitch well, and the team clunked out in four games. But do you feel as you enter this one that you want to manage in a similar fashion to last year, where it's maybe a little more aggressive and maybe a little bit less giving leeway to veterans?
You know, I think it looked like I was super aggressive last year, and I guess I was, because I hadn't done some things like that during the regular season. Now I think it's carried over into this season where you could say whatever you want, call it aggressive or whatever, but we've pinch hit a little bit more. We've matched up a little bit more. So I think that type of philosophy is sort of carried over, and you know, every manager evolves and changes and adapts. But I think, you know, we sort of played the season this year kind of the way we did in the postseason last year. And I think players are maybe a little bit more used to that type of aggression and expecting certain moves to be made. So, I think, you know, to answer your question, sure, I think I was very aggressive last year during the postseason.
Rob, is Weston Wilson your final bench player from a position player standpoint?
Well, we haven't set the roster yet, so we're still waiting to see who we play, but that'll come out probably Friday, or I'm not really sure which day we have to set the roster. It might be Friday, but we'll figure that out as time goes on.
A couple final minutes here with Rob Thompson as he gets ready for the playoffs starting on Saturday. So, Rob, I don't know if you know this. You know the town's excited. You know how the town turns up and turns out for Red October in Philly. The town has never had, in all these seasons, all the years of all the teams, has never had two titles in the same year. So as we close this interview down, I just want to say on behalf of me, our show, and our station, we wish you the absolute best of luck. We would love to see another parade. The Eagles obviously did it in February. We would love to see you guys do it. And it could be not only historic for your franchise, but for the entire city if two teams can win in the same calendar year. And we absolutely wish you, Rob, the very best of luck. I hope it's a fun and exhilarating month for you, and very, very good luck to you and your whole squad.
Well, I really appreciate it. I appreciate you guys having me on. And I would really like to see four parades this year.
That would be something.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Let's do the math.
Yeah.
Come out the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
One.
Philly, of course.
And
Sixers and Flyers. Sixers and Flyers.
That's a lot, Topper.
Can we just settle on two? Two's great. And Robbie,
I thought he meant like the Union. Or
yeah,
somebody.
Well, they're good.
That's what I'm saying.
Probably better chance than the Sixers, if we're being real. All right. 215-592-9494 to react with us to everything today. But let's react to that Topper interview was really good. I thought there was a lot of stuff there.
Profound.
And some information that we got about some decision-making. Topper's going to play a huge role in how far the Phillies go. He has a lot of game-to-game, series-to-series, even moment-to-moment decisions to make. All right, let's start with some of the things that were addressed there. Hugh, there was some, I don't know, talk or wonder if, because of how Bader has played since Trey went down, and now Trey's got back, obviously, going to be able to play on Saturday, that if Trey had lost his leadoff spot, that was addressed pretty clearly. Trey Turner was going to be the leadoff hitter. I'm fine with that. I think they should keep it. Trey, Schwarber, Harper, right? That we're going to start the lineup the way we started the lineup most of the year. But then the question, Hugh, is where does Harrison Bader hit? He's hit one while Trey was out. Before that, he was kind of working his way into the team. So the way I heard there from Topper was we're probably going to get Bader somewhere in the six range, kind of the middle bottom.
Okay.
I think he's leaning towards Alec Boehm hitting cleanup. I don't like it.
Because of the situation and you know, being like the guy that's going to try to bring some people in.
I just don't trust Boehm. I never trust him.
But you can't do this, man.
I just don't trust him.
But see, here's the thing. And y'all have told me this on more than one occasion. You can't live in the past, man.
Mm.
Can't live in the past. Cannot live.
What are we living in? Bader's a better hitter than Boehm right now.
Well,
I'm living in today.
I was thinking maybe he put him in the middle of the order to try to get it cracking in case that's what's needed in that situation. I think this is a fluid situation when you talk about the batting order. But I mean, I think Boehm deserves a shot to be that guy.
What deserves the shot?
Okay. He is going to get the shot.
Well, yeah, that's what I heard, too.
Yeah, he's going to get a chance.
So I don't like it. I don't believe in Boehm as a cleanup hitter. I think we'll have the same thing that always happens in October.
We're just talking about Rojas.
Well, not – he's better than Rojas. But, I mean, like, they're going to walk Bryce. They're not going to pitch to Bryce. So here's what I hope. I hope Topper – if he does it in game one, I'll deal with it. I hope if he doesn't love Boehm's at-bats early in a series that we shift. We get away from this as quickly as possible. I want Bader to hit fourth. I want Bader behind Bryce Harper. I think the best combination of Phillies hitters right now is Turner, Schwarber, Harper, Bader. That's what I would do, 1, 2, 3, 4.
So, I mean, can you get a grip, Douglas? Because it's unfair to hold Harper to a high standard. And Alec Boehm deserves a shot at cleanup again.
It's October, man. We can't be this soft.
Like, well, we got a best of five
starting Saturday.
Your homework tonight, no hell diving, okay? We're watching playoff baseball.
Well, I got some money on these games tonight, though. I got to pick Cincinnati. I got the Yankees.
Yeah, I told you the donations. There's plenty of charities out there that could use the money.
I got the Guardians. Too. Guardians.
That game starts at 1 o'clock. Yeah. All right. So that was one. It sounds to me, felt to me, listening like we're going to get Bohm at 4 and Bader at 6. All right, we'll see how that plays out. Second thing, and Kyle missed this on Friday when you rolled out that Aaron Nola deserves postseason starts.
He does.
Oh yeah, that's three. That's three strikes and you're out, buddy.
No, see, I think that especially now because it's the postseason. Yeah. I'm getting a lot of heat because y'all nervous. I feel like y'all are super nervous.
It's October.
It's not a way to be.
My blood pressure rises 50 points until November.
I'm not a way to live, fella.
I'm a coward. I'm not ready for
If you're not ready to throw up, you're not ready for October.
You can't live like this, fella.
Yes, you can. Every inning for the next month, I will feel on the verge of vomiting.
Shout out to all the people going to the intra-squad scrimmage tonight.
30,000.
Man.
Okay.
Y'all ain't got nothing else better to do.
Well, what else is there better to do tonight?
Hell die.
No, it's not better, man.
No, this is going to be exciting.
No, it's cool.
This is exciting.
And if you can't go, by the way, tonight, Jack and James are going to be on 6
Shout
to 8.
Shout out to Jack and James.
At the park tonight, High Hopes Pod, live on WIP, 6 to 8, as they'll broadcast from the game tonight. Okay. Hugh, what I heard there from Topper was, it sounds like there is a chance Aaron Nola is going to start a game against the Dodgers, which, now this is different than the next round, right? Because next round, you need four starters.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think we all realize
trying to work through some things because if I'm not mistaken, his last outing wasn't that bad.
It was good. Last outing was good, but he's had a bad season.
He's been hurt.
Yeah,
he's been hurt. He didn't start off great. Not making excuses. Didn't start off great. Got hurt.
Yeah, and he came back and he was better, but not
good.
Yeah,
he wasn't great.
Okay, so
back of his baseball card.
Stop with that. Stop.
Why doesn't it work for pitchers? It works for everybody else, but it don't work for pitchers. You just made an excuse for Bryce.
No.
You're
misinterpreting what the back of the baseball card means. It means in May and June, you feel like by the end of the year, he'll reach his norm. The year is over. He has a 6 ERA.
And you're going to need him.
No, that's fine. And we're going to need him in the NLCS and the World Series.
He's probably going to be on the short leash, too. If you're being fair,
What I heard in there was the idea that they could start him in a game and piggyback either Luzardo or Ranger behind him.
Yeah, we kind of figured that was going to be the case.
I thought the three starters in this series would be Sanchez, obviously, then Ranger and Luzardo, or Luzardo and Ranger. I didn't think Nola was getting a start in this series.
I think that's more so because it's like a confidence thing. It's kind of like when you put Trey out there when we were talking to Fransky last week and he was talking about how you don't want his first outing to be out there when it's like, you know, the postseason. So I think that you just want to try to help build up his confidence as much as you possibly can because you might need that.
To win a World Series.
And I think he can be a part of that.
Next round. Yeah, I don't want to pitch in
this round. This round. Well, I gave you an analogy. Just like when Trey Turner went out there last week just so that
the
postseason.
That was a meaningless game.
Yeah, but the premise is still the same.
No, it's not.
And the lease is probably super
short. Wait a second.
It's not even close.
Game two against the Dodgers, same as game 162?
The lease is probably super short when it comes to Nola. I mean, I think you guys are kind of missing this a little bit. I mean, he is a pretty, really good pitcher.
It's a best of five. If we let him go out there for two innings,
and he gets bombed, the game's over.
This is June Douglas right now.
We need October.
No, you two individuals right now, just y'all need to stop being paranoid.
No, okay.
You know, let's put up a poll. Should Aaron Nola get a start against the Dodgers?
Yes.
Let's see. No.
Yes.
He finished.
I respect it. I mean, you're out of your mind.
It's on you. But if I respect it.
Wait a minute. How is it my
it's
fault
on you if
he gets blasted?
Wrong. Last one. And we'll talk more about this next couple days, especially our October rally on
you
Friday.
You guys are a lot.
Well, this is big time. We have five games. That's all we're...
You know you always talk about me being scared. You and Kyle sound super scared today.
Yes. Wait, hold on a second. You compared giving Aaron Nola a start against the Dodgers to Trey Turner
playing in game
162.
I guess I'm sorry because I'm not that afraid of the Dodgers.
Okay.
I mean, I know what I got, the alerts
you know
that
what?
I got last
you,
night.
You know what? You live your truth. Bless your heart. Bless your heart.
That's how you going to do
yes.
me?
Yes. Bless your heart. Last one. Quickly, the idea of Duran pitching more than one inning. I love this. He hinted that he could give them more than one inning at a time. Potentially four out saves. We saw that last night from Aroldis Chapman. I like that. You trade for a pitcher, you give up as much as they gave. If the game is on the line in the eighth inning, play the music, dim the lights, and get Duran in there.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, let's use him. Okay, I'll use him as much as we can. All right, 215-592-9494. A lot to discuss here. Your calls to the Phillies, Harper. You can react to what you heard from Topper there and Hugh Douglas. All right, are you surprised at how Saquon has looked after four games?
And are you surprised at Hugh Douglas?
They're not surprised.
Are you sickened
it's
by
October.
Hugh Douglas?
They're not surprised. I'm not afraid. Y'all can get your, both of you guys okay. puppies
no,
tomorrow.
I'm afraid.
Bless his heart.
I will readily admit it.
You live your truth. All right, we'll play you something truth. Chris Long said that he noticed about the run game, the O-line, and the offense. All next, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, football brings out all types of emotions. And for that matter, baseball does as well. It's why we love both of the games as much as we do. But that feeling you get when your bet doesn't hit, that hurts really, really bad. That feeling is a thing of the past with Game Day Guarantee for Fanatics Sportsbook. Here's how it works. Every single game day, now until October, new customers get up to $100 back in fan cash if your football bet loses. That's guaranteed. And now, additionally, new customers can get up to $10, bet $10, to get up to $100 in fan cash. Think about it. If you're betting with Fanatics, you're either winning or you're winning money back in fan cash. Fan cash that can be used to buy anything in the Fanatics universe like apparel, tickets, bonus bets, and more. Why risk it with other sports books when you can switch to the sure thing? Every single game through the October and beyond is a guarantee. Your old sports book, they're out at the end of the season. Fanatics Sportsbook has your back. Go check it out yourself. Download the app today. Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is this my favorite segment coming up? Or are we one moment segment?
Oh, we're doing that at one. Is top
so
10 quarterbacks in pro football right now? Is that your favorite segment?
Yeah.
Oh. You've cooked up quite a list, haven't you? Oh, no.
I forgot. Only people can see me is you people. Boy, do I.
Okay.
So, this is my list.
Here's a question.
This is my list.
What am I going to be more upset about? Hughes quarterback list at 1 o'clock?
I don't, to be honest.
Or the fact that you think Aaron Nola deserves a postseason start against the Dodgers in the first round?
Apparently, I'm not the only one, but I digress. But to be honest, as far as my top 10 list goes, I'm pretty proud of this list. I think it's fair and balanced.
Are you proud because it's annoying and you know it?
No. Okay, I admit, last week I trolled you. I did, and I think you probably still kind of mad about that.
That was clear when you put Spencer Rattler on the list.
Okay, well, this week I put a lot of thought and effort into this list.
Okay. I'm sure.
And I think that you will like it better than you like the list I had last week.
Well, it can't be worse, so we'll just...
No, it cannot be worse.
Yeah, the bar is so low.
That's
so low.
That's the truism.
The bar is on the floor.
It is.
That's a truism. It can't be no worse than it was last week.
Coming up in a few minutes, we'll hear what Chris Long had to say about the Eagles' run game and the overall offense right now. First, though, let's go back to the phone lines on every topic. From Saquon, are you surprised to, you know, the slow start he's gotten off to this season? AJ, should he speak today? We both believe he should. He should speak today when that locker room opens this afternoon. And just, you know, tell everyone what he's feeling, because otherwise it's just speculation for him, us, the coaches, his teammates, all that.
Reckless speculation.
So we'll get that. Plus Bryce Harper. I have a very reasonable request. I need Bryce to play like playoff Bryce. I need October Bryce. I need Bryce Harper to play like the MVP he's been in the past in this postseason. Lower the bar. Douglas over here is like, yeah, just play like you did in the regular season. It's cool. No big deal. No big deal. Just be 844 OPS Bryce.
You think Hugh just wants more time to hell dive? He just wants to get the Phillies postseason
I'm
out of the way.
I'm all locked in for the postseason. What you talking about? We don't hell dive on Saturdays. That's when we locked into all the major sports.
There's only a few games on the weekends. We got
that's what I'm saying.
We got Saturday,
we got
Monday.
Football. College football.
You got to get banged up.
Yeah.
No, we can't. We get banged up Friday. We're going to get banged up on Friday. Going to a wedding tomorrow. Well, no, Friday, because today is Wednesday.
Do you know what day it is?
Yeah, it's Wednesday. I was got a little ahead of myself.
You did.
Are you sure this QB list is going to be okay?
No, it's not.
I'm proud of this list. This list is nice.
Okay. And then the reaction to all those little things Topper threw out there, including the idea of Aaron Nola getting a start in this Dodgers series. I wouldn't do that.
That's egregious.
Just keep it simple. Keep it. Their best three starters right now are obviously Sanchez. He starts game one. Lizardo, Suarez. Keep it there. I would not start Nola, but Hugh Douglas thinks Aaron Nola's earned a start. Will in the Northeast. Stay well.
Hey, Dream Team. How y'all doing today?
What's up,
Will,
man?
What's up?
Oh man, listen, man. All I keep hearing, I think I saw a pretty gal. I did. Everybody always stare.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good. But well, hold on.
You're talking about y'all.
I'm not scared of the Dodgers. I recognize that's going to be a challenging series, and to screw around. I mean, the idea of screwing around and just giving Aaron Nola to start so he's ready for the next round. If we don't play we're not going to the next round.
Listen, man. Let me just say the reason why I kept comparing. I was the first to start it. Then everybody got on the bandwagon because I already seen something before everybody else did. Man, the third eye, Hugh. The third eye.
Third eye. Let it go for it. Go for it.
I think you guys don't need to get all your eyes checked. One, two, or three.
My thing is on some real. I kept saying it's like an Eagles run. Just like, listen, we're going to play the Dodgers whether you want it or not.
This is
the team. Listen. We got to go through exactly what the Eagles went through, man. They had to beat all the better teams. But guess what? We're the best. And we've been proving it all season. And you know what? I was first David for Friday, but I'm going to give it to you now. You said you want Bryce to light it up. Mm-hmm. That's what you're going to do. Because he's our leader. And guess what? You didn't hear enough from him all season. But guess what? Playoff time, he's left in three homers each game we play from here on out. You know why? Because we're the best. And guess what? This road to victory is about to come, baby. We're about to get this parade in Philadelphia because we're the best. And guess what? The Eagles is going to step it up, and we're going to get out of this little rut that we're in. Because guess what? AJ and Jalen, I need you to put your Eagles aside before you destroy your legacy. And this is what we need to continue to be the best two teams in the world. Philadelphia Eagles and the Phillies, baby, because we're the best. And we're going to show it when it's time. And guess what, Daddy? You wait for Daddy. Guess what? Daddy, we bringing the heat, baby. And we ain't going to stop bringing it until we win that World Series. So let's go, Phillies!
Wow.
I'm back.
Will sounds ready. You know what? Phillies are going to sweep the Dodgers. Scared. Yeah, after I heard that, I'm good to go. Good. Will, it's good. Pretty good phone call. See, like that got me fired up. I mean, Will's ready to roll. That was far better than whatever the hell happened to Aaron in the first hour, second hour of the show.
We'll revisit.
He got choked up.
Yeah. It's 2 weeks in a row. I'm not sure Aaron's built for this.
You're not built for midday radio.
Now, Will, that's a guy who's built for it.
Totally built for it. No, I mean, I can't remember a time where Will had a bad, when he comes on and he's fired up, he's fired up.
What Will just did was rise to the moment.
Yes.
We need Bryce Harper to do. And that's the standard that we will hold him to.
Calling us scared when you're touting that Bryce doesn't have to be that great is remarkable.
Because I'm going off of what I've seen in the past and what we've expected from. I think this, put it like this, guys. I feel like the team is a lot more balanced than it has been in the past in this situation, in this position that they're in.
It is.
That he doesn't have to have those Herculean efforts that he's had to have in the past.
I still think he does. Yeah, I still think to win the World Series, they need a great version of Bryce Harper. Let's go to Jay in Philly. What's up, Jay?
Moment's too big for Jay.
Jay, it doesn't usually happen to Jay.
After all that from Will?
Well, maybe he passed out listening to Will. All right, you know who's up for the moment? Chris Long was as a player, is now as a, I guess, podcaster. Everyone's a podcaster.
He's doing his thing.
Yeah, Chris Long talking about the Eagles' offense, the run game, and the whole operation. Here's Chris Long.
I think the offensive line's beat up. I know the offensive line's beat up. I mean, Lane left the game yesterday. Landon Dickerson wasn't healthy when he started the season. When you watch him, I know he's hurting. And I think he's an absolute warrior. But, you know, Steen's not Becton. And I would go as far as saying, if this team's going to win with this offensive line, and I'm not calling the offensive line out because I think the tackles are fantastic. I think they've got a great guard who's really banged up right now. If they win with this group, it would be the most unique run that they've had because this isn't the 23 O-line. It's not the 24 O-line. And I don't even think it's this. I know it's not the 17 O-line, you know, where we went to the Super Bowl. So this would be, if they can make this run, pretty impressive because the run game, as I mentioned earlier, is just not there. It's just not there. And you got a coordinator who's pretty predictable calling the plays in the second half of this game. It's like, man, they have to play complete games if they want to go where they're trying to go. And last year I felt like they avoided those lulls in the passing game because they had a run game. That's kind of their life preserver. If they don't have that, everything else becomes a lot harder for the quarterback.
All right, Hugh, the way Chris framed that is a way I haven't heard anyone frame the Eagles' issues. And what I heard there is he was almost speaking about, what if this is the offensive line this season? What if, because, you know, when we early in the season when things aren't great, we just say, all right, they have to get better. Maybe they'll get better, right? But I think he was speaking of, if the offensive line this year isn't the normal dominance, it's gonna look different than it ever has in any of these last 8 or so years.
Yeah, and I think that's fair because, hate to do this to y'all, but like I tried to tell y'all, you know, before the season started, played a lot of football. Remember when I talked about you play like a whole month more of football than everybody else did?
Yeah.
These are the results of that. You know, guys are a little banged up. This offensive line, they were road graders last year.
But Dickerson got hurt in training camp.
Yeah, he did. But part of that was probably a byproduct of playing as much football as he played because – he's played more than everybody because they actually won the Super Bowl. I'm just saying.
This is unbelievable stuff.
Some data to back up what
so,
I'm, what
so
I'm saying.
So when Lane got hurt on the tush push in week three, that was because of last year's Super Bowl.
No, but see, here's the thing, Joe, and this is the reality. And I know I said it kind of jokingly, but the reality is, like, if your body, like as players,
right,
you're trained to, for 17 game season, right? And you exceeded that by the extra games that you've played.
Mm-hmm.
And normally when you have the rest period, you know, you hear guys talk about, well, I only took a week off from the rest period. Like a lot of other guys, they've rested a whole month. The guys that were in the playoffs, they rested a whole month before you started training. So now your schedule's moved up. Your body doesn't have the time to recover. It's the clock is off a little bit. That's the point that I'm trying to make. Your biological clock is off just a little bit.
If Chris is right, and you're right, may I offer an outside-the-box suggestion?
What you got?
Do we think the Eagles are going to make the playoffs?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think it really matters what seed they are once they get to the playoffs?
I mean, in a perfect world, you'd like to be the number one
seed.
But
do you think it really matters?
Nah, I don't.
Then if these guys are banged up on the offensive line, is it worth thinking about sitting them down for times for periods? Like Landon Dickerson right now looks like he's in a bad way out there. Lane can't get through a whole game. Is it worth it? Like, we see this in the NBA with great teams.
You mean you're talking about
load management?
Yeah.
The Dodgers, yeah. The Dodgers, who just wake up every year knowing they're going to be in the playoffs. I thought this year they kind of screwed around in the regular season. They rest pitchers. They put guys on the IL. Is it worth it for the Eagles, if the O-line is really this banged up, to think about, Landon, you're getting a month off. And then when he gets back, Lane, you're getting a month off. And if it means we lose three regular season games we didn't last year, we're still going to be in the playoffs, and then you're healthy.
This is like, and a part of this I do still believe is somewhat mental as well. Because, you know, you go through the grind. It's like anything. You know, just like as a runner, because you like to run, Joe. You know, sometimes you go through those lulls where it's not so much the physical, it's the mental.
Right.
You know, just getting out there, just getting up. Getting up and going to run. It's more of the grind. And I think that's a part of it. And you have to fight through that. And I think the coach does a good job of, you know, giving them days off. Because, you know, you do have your offensive linemen, they're a little bit older.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you talk about Lane. You have to be strategic in the way that you get those guys that rest.
But I mean games, IR stint.
Well, you know, you got to play. You got to play. You have to play. But I think there are things that you could do during the course of the week that can help get you back in a better space.
Kyle, what do you think? A little load management if this offensive line is really feeling it?
Hell no.
No, we can't do that.
No.
It's impossible.
Well, but hold on. You guys say no, and then
we say no.
Okay, but if we keep going this way, are they going to – like, let's use Landon Dickerson. I think we all agree he doesn't look right. Right, he came off the surgery. Yeah. He got back in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to look better at this rate by January, or is he just going to look
– He'll probably be better.
How?
You fight because it's the strategic way that you manage his time. Like,
but wouldn't rest be better for him? Forget the team for a second. Would rest be better?
Not on Sunday. I know you're asking me.
I just,
rest is good, but not on Sunday.
Sure it is.
Mm-mm.
Sure it is.
Got to play.
What are you talking about?
You only got 17 of these things, Joe.
But you just said they're going to be in the playoffs either way.
Yeah, but you only got 17 of them. You want to try to put yourself into the best possible
position. If we do it your way, then they're going to limp into the playoffs.
Well, hold on.
Wouldn't be the first team to limp in.
Wouldn't getting the number one seed in a bye week be beneficial for a team that, as we're talking about right
now? Absolutely.
That's
why I asked you, does the seed really matter?
So I think it does.
Okay.
By the way, I think the O-line needs more time together, not less.
But do they look out of sync or do they look hurt? Lane looks hurt, obviously.
Yeah.
Landon looks hurt. I mean, you heard Chris say it.
Yeah,
they're ready to bleep him out.
Sure. Well, by the way, maybe a new Hugh drop here or a drop for Hugh.
Banged up. Yeah, that's my guy right there.
Yeah,
Chris Long. One of my, when he got drafted, man, it was when they went to the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Him and
St. Louis Rams.
Yeah, Laurinaitis, the
James Laurinaitis.
Yeah, those were two of my favorite players when they played.
Yeah,
they were monsters.
Yeah, Chris was awesome, man, and we do enjoy him. All right, 215-592-9494. I just think it's something that might come up as the season goes on if they continue to look pretty fatigued throughout the season. Let's go to Joe. Amayfair is up on WIP. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Before I get into the fishermen's coming up in October, the Eagles' offensive line, they're not running RPOs for a reason. They're not pulling. They're not pancaking. They're not getting to second level because they are hurt. And it's that obvious. And you're playing the Broncos this Sunday, and then you play the Giants on Thursday. For me, Dickerson's not playing Thursday. That would be the day I rest him on Thursday against the Giants with a short week. And the Broncos' defense is very vicious, very good.
Joe, I think that makes sense to me. I agree.
Two
games in 4 days for Dickerson feels like a disaster.
Nope.
Yep.
It is. And that's why there's no holes, because you're not pulling. You're running straight ahead because I believe the coaching staff is putting less on the offensive lineman to do. And it's that obvious. It's also obvious to me that unless he has to, Jalen's not trusting the offensive line with pass protection. It's not great. Not giving him an excuse because his accuracy in the second half was off. But when your timing's off and you are not trusting your offensive line because you got hit a couple times in the teeth against the Rams, at least he's not getting happy feet, but his accuracy's off because he's not trusting the offensive line that second half. They are beat up, and they are winning as a team, and they are grinding as a team. And Barkley's not upset. You know, he's all happy. He's being a great leader. He's not having a great season, but he's not crying in the media like A.J. Brown, crying like a little wimp, and I don't like that at all. You know, you don't go to the media like that.
Way to clean it up.
You don't.
Way to clean it up.
Seriously. It's, you know, Barkley's a professional. He's not having a good season at all. He knows his offensive line's banged up. That's the only reason you're not running RPOs. I mean, you should be running 7 to 10 RPOs a game minimum, and they're not running any of them. That opens up the passing game when you fake the RPO and you drop back. It freezes linebackers. It freezes your safeties when you run RPO. Mm-hmm. That's why the offense is stagnant. You're not running anything RPO. That's pretty obvious to me.
Yeah, and it's the thing that Jalen excels at. I mean, it puts their quarterback 1,000%. In the best spot.
1,000%.
Yep, it puts their running back. It makes the offense better, and they're not doing it. You're right.
All right. Let me get to the Philadelphia Fishermen. It's PH for the fishing season because it's October, and I'm not a fan. I don't believe in this core at all. I got the Dodgers winning in 4 games over the Phillies. They're going to go back to the old habits, and it's the same core, same team. The only way the Phillies do win is if their pitchers pitch perfectly. Mm. And what I heard Topper saying, and I'm reading between the lines, this is my prediction. Nola starts game 2. Gets him 4 or 5, and Suarez is your long reliever, which he's done before, gets him to the 9th inning. That's what I think his plan is, Lizardo pitches game 3. But when you're talking the lineup, if the Phillies can be consistent, I like Bader batting 8th and Stott 9th because it's like having the top of the lineup all over again. Bader 1, Stott 2, Trey 3, Schwarber 4. Gives you kind of like 2 leadoff areas. I definitely like Bohm hitting 4th, whether he comes through or not. He has been batting .412 in his last 10 games. He's been hitting the ball well. He's not striking out. He is being more selective. The problem I have with this team is they play hero ball in October, and they go fishing. And if they could avoid that against the Dodgers starters and get to their bullpen, they'd have a shot. But typical what you're going with this team is Dodgers starting pitching – and the Phillies starting pitching are pretty damn dominant. It's what offensive lineup's going to get you the runs to get to your closer. And I don't believe in this team. I just don't believe in this core. It's going to get it done. If they beat the Dodgers, you didn't go on a run. That would be impressive if they're going to beat the Dodgers starting pitching. But
well,
I
will
do not
be. Yeah,
believe
I mean,
in this core at all when it comes to chasing bad pitches. They're not going to be selective. They're going to be thinking about the last couple of years, and I believe they're going to lose the Dodgers, and I think there's going to be wholesale changes going on.
Well, Joe, look, I know you hope you're wrong, and we hope you're wrong. Obviously, that's been...
Did he not hear Will's phone call?
He didn't.
He didn't. I don't think he had
the phone on mute.
He didn't hit it.
Yeah. All right, so a couple things. I know what he's saying about Bohm, and I know he's been better lately. I don't love Bohm in a cleanup spot. I think they pitch around Bryce in October when it happens. We'll see. Topper's probably going to start there. As far as the Nola in game 2 with the idea of piggybacking Ranger, I think that our caller there, Joe, may be right based on what Topper said this morning. It is risky business. I mean, let's just hold on a second here. Game 2 is a pivotal. It's a 5-game series, right?
Yeah.
So there's no games. Like it's in a 7-game series, you kind of feel out the opponent. You got you got some time. Game 2 against the Dodgers, we're going to roll Aaron Nola out there. Even if you're up 1-0, even if Sanchez dominates game 1 and you're up 1-0, you want to put your foot on the Dodgers and not let them back in the series.
Yeah.
Nola,
what that says to me? That regardless to what happened this season, that I believe in you. And that's why he's doing it. Because and Nola
this
knows
isn't Goodwill Hunting. We're trying to win a World Series here.
I've never seen the movie.
Yeah,
I don't get the reference.
Okay.
I've never seen it, but I heard it was a pretty good movie.
It's a very good movie.
I've never seen it.
It's about a down-on-your-luck kind of person who needs someone to put their arm around them and say, I believe in you. It's
well,
not
that's
your fault.
That's kind of, yeah. You know, and he wants him to be a part of this. And these are his guys, man. These are his guys. And I know when I'm saying it like that, it makes no sense to most people. But I get it to a certain extent. Now, you're taking a hell of a gamble. You're definitely taking a hell of a gamble, especially when you talk about what's at stake.
Yeah.
But I think he's doing it because he does believe in Nola. I think he believes he can get it done.
For me, that's regular season managing. That's not October managing.
I got to go see Goodwill Hunting.
It's a good movie. October managing is putting the best possible team on the field every inning, every pitch, every matchup. You have to. You cannot. There's no I believe in yous. Aaron's on the roster. That means they believe in him, and eventually he'll get a start. If they get through the first round, which I think 3 weeks ago we all believed, now that we see the matchup, it's obviously going to be challenging. I think they're going to beat the Dodgers too, but they need to do it. And I would not give Aaron Nola a start. It feels Based on the way everyone's pitched this year, it doesn't make sense to me. 215-592-9494. This segment was sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill. Postseason baseball back at McGurk's. Bring back the red rally towels, which we'll see on Saturday. The bat spikes, the champagne showers. Catch all the postseason action at McGurk's. All right, coming up, we'll get to everyone's phone calls. And the most anticipated part of the show today and every Wednesday, our official weekly quarterback power rankings. So we now have 4 weeks of evidence to base our quarterback rankings on. Will Hugh troll us again? I think we know the answer to that. And I have a significant change to my list. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
By now, you've heard me talk about my new tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. I'm telling you folks, this is a real deal. It's really, really good. It's bold, vibrant blackberry, softened with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It would be the touchdown of your tailgate this season. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirit stores and grab yourself a big old bottle of Jack Daniel's Blackberry to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, tailgate responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.